Extreme girlhood. A loop. A girl born to each family. Prelude to suffering. Bless the baby girl. Call of dissatisfaction. Patron saint of not good enough. Are you there, God? It's me, Watson. Maladaptive daydreaming, obsessive, dissociative. Born to lullaby, lamenting melanin. Newborn ears checked for the first signs of colour. At first I was afraid. I was petrified. The child reads sorders each night to veil her from ill, protecting body and home from intruders. She wakes with a fright, someone cutting the rope, something creeping deep inside her. Are you there, God? It's me, the ugly one. Bless the type 4 child. Scalp massaged with the milk of cruelty. Cranium cursed, crushed between adult knees. Drenched in pink lotion. Everything you did to me, I remember. Mama, I made it. Out of your home, alive, raised by the voices in my head. Assimilation. We never unpacked, dreaming in the wrong language, carrying our mother's fears in our feet. If he raises his voice, we will flee. If he looks bored, we will pack our bags. Unable to excise the refugee from our hearts, unable to sleep through the night. The refugee's heart has 6 chambers. In the first is your mother's unpacked suitcase. In the second, your father cries into his hands. The third room is an immigration office. Your severed legs in the fourth. In the fifth, a uterus. Yours? The sixth opens with the right papers. I can't get the refugee out of my body. I bolt my body whenever I get the chance. How many pills does it take to fall asleep? How many to meet the dead? The refugee's heart often grows an outer layer, an assimilation. It cocoons the organ. Those unable to grow the extra skin die within the first 6 months in a host country. At each and every checkpoint, the refugee is asked, "Are you human?" The refugee is sure it's still human, but worries that overnight, while it slept, there may have been a change in classification.